Hey, I'm pressing all of the buttons.
Oh no.
All the buttons.
We're live.
Woo!
Hello, and welcome to Pack Tactics Season 2, Episode 40.
Wow.
And we are now being hosted by Akari_Mag. Thank you. I wonder if I can follow you through this interface here.
I moved to Mixer, so I actually have a channel to host you on now.
I will have to play with this later. I'm playing with the interface when I should be hosting the show myself. All right, so welcome to Pack Tactics Season 2, Episode 40, Wake Up Call. I am joined by a bunch of fantastic individuals, a motley crew, some of which are musicians. Thank you. I'm here all week. That's not the first time I've done that joke. But that said, tonight I am joined by Chris and Ellie and Io and Jen and Cindy. And Archbreath is hanging out in chat on headphones that she's not happy with, but hopefully she'll find better soon. And, success. Possibly. Bluetooth. Whatever. Okay, moving on. So, this is an all-Kobold campaign, and we do all-Kobold-type things, and none of which cause mass panic to any particular civilizations. For example, what did you do last week?
I may have ruined everything.
I think we've cut the campaign short by a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
What may have kickstarted the apocalypse, we're still trying to figure out if we can cancel it.
Typically, when you kickstart an apocalypse, it's very difficult to cancel.
Don't worry, I have a plan.
Well, you were kickstarting it, but did you reach the stretch goals? That's the question.
Oh, yeah, they definitely reached those stretch goals.
So we found the terrace.
Yeah.
Because I got ideas in my head about teleport.
Which I stand by. Teleport is never a good thing, regardless of the character.
But this isn't going to stop me.
Right?
We know.
And also, I believe that I've been contacted by someone.
I think Aaron is dead, so I'm taking over.
I'm not dead. The rumors of my demise were greatly exaggerated. I was just wondering if you had any more to add. There were brief pauses in between the new information.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, so you were contacted by someone.
An enemy that we may have dropped fireballs on or breathed fire on. Or, well, we burned down the town with him in it. Let's just leave it at that.
You may have burned down the particular building that he was in. While he was in it, yes.
Right.
And also the entire town. That also happened.
And he decided to try to make us an offer we didn't get to say no to, because he had 5 ancient dragons with him. And instead of saying no, we said teleport, and that gets back to the Tarrasque incident.
It does.
To be fair, you rolled a 13 on the percentile die, and that led you to a similar location to what you were looking for.
And to be fair, the only one person rolled well on their stealth check.
Yeah, right. And it was you. Yeah.
Otherwise, I think we may have been okay.
The entire time, and this is really some table talk going on here, but this is one of the many reasons why I enjoy this campaign so much, and I enjoy this collection of friends that I have gathered around my virtual table. Daldane had the option of gaining an inspiration point from Sox, if I remember correctly, specifically to re-roll that stealth fail.
Yes.
And she decided, no, this is funnier.
Yes.
And was right. I mean, it was funnier.
Yeah.
It was glorious. I loved every moment of it. I was sitting there biting my tongue because I knew what you were going to find.
Oh, God.
In fairness, she was not wrong. It was hilarious.
It was. Ellie is a national treasure, and anyone who disagrees, I will fight you, and I will win. But that said, an old, grisly, somewhat rotting voice has said in Zeely's mind, "All right, so seriously, how about a truce?"
Zeely, consider this for a moment.
Is this
not
thing on?
Not for too long a moment.
Is this thing on? It's not. Stupid gnomish technology. Hello? Hello? Can you hear? Look, you come over here and tell me if this is working or not. And you hear this voice just get fainter as if it sounds like someone's walking away.
I feel like that's more than 25 words.
Oh, I'm sure it was much more than 25 words. So it's not what you thought it was.
This is not standing. Interesting.
All right, now Celia is kind of annoyed because she was being dramatic and this seems to have been taken as technical difficulties. She's not sure how to do the microphone tap thing, given that there are no microphones where she is, but she sort of taps on her head a little bit.
What's a microphone?
Oh, it's this invention where sound waves will make some type of diaphragm vibrate and create an electrical impulse that goes into... You don't really care, do you? Okay. Yeah, I get this a lot. All right, so Fiddle Punch just feels dejected and he goes over and tries to sit in the corner, realizing that he's in a perfectly round room because it's a tower that's also an observatory, which also apparently is a rocket ship, but that's a long story. Go and listen to our back catalog.
He's done his job.
Zilly clears
her
throat.
He still sits in a corner because gnomes find a way.
He presses a button, a corner forms. You are in a transformer.
Zilly clears her throat.
Hello? Hello, is someone still there?
You want a truce?
Yes, I do believe we were asking if we could possibly have a truce.
Convince me you're worth rescuing.
Oh, it is a joy to speak with you. It really is.
Are we hearing her say this?
That's a good question. See, are you saying this out loud or saying this in your head? You are familiar with spells like sending. Sox has casted that in message enough times. So are you saying it out loud as well?
I mean, the logical thing to do, considering the... Wait, when you talk to someone over sending... You reply out loud, but only they hear the message. Zili's talking out loud. She may or may not be aware that anyone else is hearing the return message.
And as a sorcerer, she doesn't canonically, I believe, have a high arcana.
No, per arcana is +2. She's not proficient.
Okay.
Zili's arcana is the same as Salk's. That's concerning.
So it's quite possible that she just thinks that's the way it works, whether or not that is how it works. So yes, you are hearing Zili's side of the conversation.
Okay. Where are we at right now?
Fiddle Punch's observatory.
Okay.
Yes, the top floor of the tower.
Okay.
Zili, are you talking?
So, Zili, I know that you are quite confident in your abilities, and rightly so, if I dare say so myself. But that doesn't necessarily mean that we, an organization, that lives to serve dragons, a significant number of dragons, necessarily needs saving.
Last time that thing was awake, the gods dropped a moon on it, and that just apparently sealed it in a mountain.
Yes, we know. One of the gods that was involved in that happens to be ours.
Right.
We are confident that if this ends up getting out of hand, we have means of vacating the area of impact. We came to this world. We could leave again if we wanted. The truce is really more along the lines of helping you out for old time's sake.
Old time's sake.
Why, yes. There are several in our organization who remember young Zili Itka.
You know, I was wondering if my old clan was around.
Here and there. I'm one of them.
Zili pauses.
Give me a history check.
No, not that.
Okay, so Zili gets 122 on her history check.
I'm sorry.
She knows the entire genealogy for the entire Itka clan. Back to its original founder, Itka.
I have now rolled the correct die. And it was not good. And I do not have inspiration to re-roll it. I assume I have idea who this person is.
It's okay, but for that moment, now you can't re-roll this. it's said and done. Water under the bridge, so to speak. But you may now award yourself with a point of inspiration for later. So you're probably going to need it.
Yeah.
Okay. So there is a pause, and the voice on the other end says, you have no idea who I am, do you?
Look, there were a lot of people in the clan.
Yes. Yes, there were. And I was in one of the scouting parties that went out in search of treasure for the Mountain Core. We tended to be out for months, occasionally a few years at a time. So I'm not too surprised. You have not hurt my feelings by remembering me at all. My name is Monty. That's what my friends call me anyway. It's short for Montgomery. Long story. I know it's not a kobold name.
Well, I'd like to say that it's nice to meet you, but I think that nice... Well, we already got the meeting over with, and it wasn't very nice.
As I remember, you technically stormed out.
Well, I was thinking about the fire.
The fire? What fire?
Oh, were you not the person who was making all the undead?
Oh, no, that was the person who also, coincidentally, stormed out when he thought that this contraption was broken. I was kind of just in the room while he was taking charge. He does outrank me by a considerable number of years in service. Being undead allows you to be alive for a few millennia more than the average kobold. But currently, I'm the only one in this room, so I guess I'm in charge of having this conversation. I really hope nothing here breaks, because I have no idea how to fix it.
So, all right, we can parley.
By the way...
Because if this goes on much longer, I'm pretty sure everyone else here is going to start trying to use me as a receiver for whatever the heck that thing on your end is.
Guys, so, I think Zilly's lost it.
No, I think that someone's using some type of contraption to communicate with her, like a sending spell, but with a much longer word count.
And as Fiddle Punch is saying this, he's turning on various devices and setting up various things around the room, trying to triangulate things or absorb signals or do sciencey stuff with words and jargon and technobabble.
So Fiddle Punch is inventing a phone tap.
Possibly. None of you are artificers, so you aren't quite 100% sure what he's doing. But he's pointing various contraptions at Zeely and fiddling with them. And he's kind of like motioning to her to keep having the conversation because he's trying to figure stuff out and he needs more time.
Points the wrong one at her, presses a button, Zeely turns into a frog.
I'll have you know that I've never had anyone turn into a frog from one of my inventions. There was a chicken, briefly, but they got better. There was another chicken that's unrelated. Let's not get into that.
And there was the time you summoned a badger.
Okay, yes, there was that. But in my defense, I was trying to bring you back from wherever you've been banished to.
And wasn't the chicken like
your old elf? Does that mean someone banished a badger?
No one in this group knows anything about Marwood being turned into a chicken, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Person who knows anything possibly about that is Ponk, and he's AWOL.
Right.
Oh, yeah, underarmed, Ponk.
Okay, so Zeely, you should keep talking to that guy before you lose him, or whoever you're talking to.
So anyway, the logistics of this parley...
I believe the terms that they were talking about offering you were you... go home, leave them alone, and they don't come and follow you. I do believe that was the opening position that they gave.
Oh, so your position still hasn't changed after all that. Well, I guess that's all we need to know, then.
Well, okay.
I have an offer.
Okay.
For the kobolds. For you.
For me?
Look, no one can keep... Or at least no one, dragony, can keep a great count of how many kobolds there are. I don't want to have this conversation over this whatever. You're in a room and he could come back to the room. But if you send someone some messenger to a particular location. Dildane, what's a good location for message talk exchanging? Trying to talk to then look.
How about that?
We can find a way to get the clan out of the line of fire. Because I don't want you hurt because of us. We'll find a way.
I'm touched. Do you have a location in mind?
Technically, I just asked Dildane, but I'm not sure. But I don't know why I asked Dildane. My character is the one with the feature that lets her remember terrain stuff. The player, however, forgot that. So the places we've been,
There was the ruined temple with the low-relief Tarrasque statues that tried to eat you. There was the bottomless ravine that included a cave where you found 19 baby kobolds and a cog bucket. There was a series of towns that were all destroyed in one shape or another.
What about the mine?
Yeah,
the mine was next to a town, yes. Well, the opening was collapsed. That's a temporary problem for a party of level 18 spellcasters.
The one where we found Bob.
Yeah, that one. We broke that one too, though.
Well, you broke the factory, but you didn't break it to the point where it all collapsed on itself.
Right.
I'd suggest the town where we fought the ice dragon, because we can get there quickly using the teleportation circle if the mechanical one's still active, and it's far enough away from the tower that they probably won't be able to find it.
That makes sense.
All right, Zili starts describing the area where the ice dragon used to be.
Okay. And you hear rustling of paper, which is really weird in your head. And you hear some mumbling. And he says, wait, I think they have a map here somewhere. Faerun. No, that's not it. Ravnica. No. Here we go. Circulus. This is what we needed. Okay. So, what was that again? Okay. So, by a lake. All right. There's a few lakes. There's a lot of lakes. There's a lot of lakes.
Was near the town with the zombies. It's less than a day's dragon flight.
Less than a day's. You know, oddly enough, maps made by servants of chromatic dragons actually have a key on the side with units of measurement based on how far a dragon can fly in an hour. So I can work this out. This is a thing. Yes, I do believe I know where that is. Or I'm looking in the wrong direction, we'll end up on the opposite side of the continent. But hope springs eternal. Right. How many days should we have this meeting in? Is this something that you want to do immediately? Or is there a grace period, a cooling off period? Or
we can travel faster than you can. How long will it take somebody to get there?
Well, I can get there by tomorrow morning.
I think we can, too.
Okay. Then I look forward to seeing you again.
Thank you. Good luck.
You too. I really have no idea of how to hang up. This is not a you hang up first type thing. I literally don't know what buttons to press. I'm just going to walk out the room, and I guess that it'll be quiet in your head, I guess. I think that's how it works.
But everything I say will still be coming through, won't it?
I'm going to try to find a technician. They might know what to do. I just don't want to press a button and have your head explode. That I was told that's not a thing anymore with version 3, but excuse me. Yeah. What do I press? Well, that makes no sense whatsoever. Why would it be outside the Okay, yeah, that does make sense. Okay. This is really awkward. Goodbye. See you to, and it just stops right in mid-sentence.
So, Zili, what are we doing?
We're going to rescue some kobolds.
Okay. I can probably carry a lot of them.
And once we rescue them, the fiddle punches send us to another planet to not deal with this? Yeah? Yeah? Anybody?
I'm, surprisingly not opposed to this idea.
See? Fiddle punch gets me.
Well, let's
no,
at least get
I
the
get that
first.
You just woke up the Tarrasque.
Well, to be fair, the dragons were probably going to end up waking up the Tarrasque anyway.
Well, it's quite possible because I was able to figure out where that signal was coming from.
Okay.
I mean, we grab as many friends and kobolds as we can, and we have multiple druids. They send us somewhere else, and we live happily ever after. That sounds like a solid plan.
We'd have to collect up a lot of people. But that leaves a lot of people here that can't defend themselves.
The call was coming from inside the house.
By which you mean the mountain, right?
He swivels the telescope over and adjusts a few dials and says, look.
Who's looking?
Apparently nobody.
Yeah. I'll look.
But the last time someone looked in there, you saw the Tarrasque waking up. It's probably superstitious to say it's going to happen again. But...
Fox will look.
Okay. Somehow, this telescope is looking at the top of the mountain. It's a relatively flat plateau. It's still got ups and downs. It is somewhat jagged, but the sheer immensity of it makes those jagged areas look small in comparison. And there is what looks to be a depression in the middle that is glittering. It is shiny. You imagine that there is a large lobster in the middle of it singing a wonderful song. Still have not seen that movie, but I knew the reference. But there's small buildings around the outside. And as you are looking, Fiddle Punch twists a knob and you zoom in on what looks to be a small house with a bunch of metal. They're not spikes because they have other things coming out in different directions at right angles. But it's got a bunch of those all over it.
No, he means literally it's coming from inside the house.
As long as it's not the tower, I'm okay.
Huh.
But how would they know to target you?
Because they knew me.
Well, yes, but if this is mechanical in nature,
oh,
I don't
no.
quite understand how... If you're casting an ascending spell or message, you have to know who you're sending it to.
Can Sox look Zeely up and down, just run around her to see if there's anything that shouldn't be there on her?
Perception check. With 31? A 31. Okay. The wings look a bit weird on a kobold. I mean, she's got red scales and the wings are platinum. But that's the only thing that's really feeling off to you.
There's nothing physically on you.
Well, in any case, it's something you might want to ask.
Yeah.
Well, why do you say we get a long rest so Zeely can get back her spells and then we meet some kobolds tomorrow?
How many kobolds are we meeting?
I don't know.
Okay.
Either one or... Well, probably either one or it's going to be a trap.
I mean, let's be quite honest. It is more than likely going to be a trap.
Yeah, that's...
Zeely, you're a good person. Stop trusting people.
I didn't say I trusted him.
Always assume the worst. Always assume everyone is out to get you. Always assume everyone wants to stab you in the back. They're the worst.
Always look at the dark side of death. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
So what if instead of like going up and meeting with them, I'll do a flyover and see if they've got other dragons there?
Just a second. I think I have an idea. I think I know what I'm doing.
I will tell you. I'm sorry, you go first.
Zeely is going to use her soul ninth level spell. And one moment. Sorry, my character sheet is not behaving.
That's all right.
And Zeely is going to cast... sorry, I'm trying to find the exact... Who do I cast?
I appreciate that the out-of-context quotes are now being typed in Discord so I can copy-paste them onto Mastodon.
Mm-hmm.
I also appreciate that I had an emoji in Discord ready to go for that. More than one.
More than one.
One of them I made for Chris specifically.
Hashtag burn the tree.
Anyway, Zeely casts Simulacrum. And then there are... Or at least, I assume that when you cast something with Wish, the time it requires to cast is the time is an action instead of what it would normally be?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Because they don't need to meet any requirements. Spell simply takes effect, but...
Oh, you didn't need to use Wish to cast a 8th level healing spell. You could have used Wish a few sessions ago to allow up to 20 creatures that you could see to regain all hit points.
Yes, but then it would have
the super problem
where I might not be able to cast it ever again, one in three chance.
So it says you don't need to meet any of the requirements of the spell, including costly components. The spell simply takes effect, but it doesn't say anything about the time required to cast the spell. I'm going to say...
Okay, so no.
Well, how long does Simulacrum take to cast
normally? It's a 12-hour cast time.
Except all of that is... I gather it's, like, used for shaping the Simulacrum usually, but I don't actually have components to do that. Because
okay,
I'm
well, the material components are already guaranteed to not be a problem by the wording of the
Yeah, script. That's... So, what would...
Here's what I'm going to say. It's going to take you 12 hours, but it's... If I remember correctly, you stepped out of Daldane's magnificent dwelling, or dazzling dwelling, or dilapidated dwelling after that whole incident in the laundry room that never really got repaired. The unseen servants are getting a little testy. I think they're unionizing. Thank you, I'm here all week. Right around morning, a week or two ago, you've had some events take place since then, but it's all actually gone by really, really fast. 12-hour spellcasting will still give you time for a long rest.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I'm going to rule it
does take
you 12 hours.
I think I have a better idea then. So,
okay.
And I just need to find it. I know the spell exists, but I can't remember what it's called.
This is the DM not wanting spells like Simulacrum to be cast in the middle of combat, saying, well, it just takes an action.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that would be a problem.
I've already allowed you to break the game significantly.
Yes, that's true.
By letting you live to level 18. I mean, wait, hi. Hello. I said nothing.
By the way, just... and. I understand what the rule is, but I'm just letting you know that the official answer is that, yes, it only takes one action.
Okay.
Because it doesn't allow you to cast the other spell. It allows you to duplicate the effects of the other spell.
Oh, you make a valid point. Where was the official ruling, out of curiosity? Was it on Twitter or...
I just closed the window.
Control-Shift-T! Control-Shift-T! I literally just went to press Control-Shift-T, even though I'm on a totally different computer in a different state.
Yeah, it's not going to give you what was on
No, that's not going to work.
And if it does, something's really wrong.
I hacked the system.
Where is that bell? Sorry, I'm going to be a moment.
Okay.
I'm listening. I'm just trying to find something.
Oh, I know fun what fact. Canonically... I forgot about this, but this happened immediately after last week's session, mm-hmm. where there was maybe a dimension dooring that took place to
right.
Relieve the burden of 18 baby kobolds on top of Zeely.
Right.
Except for Chroma, the 19th kobold.
Mm-hmm.
Chroma is still hanging out on Zeely right now. Just so you know.
Aw. All right, so while this is going on, since Sox already sort of checked Zeely to see if there was, like, essentially a bug on her, is Gox's perception as a
dragon...
There
was a bug, but it was an aphid. It's not a big deal.
Did Chroma eat it?
You know what? Sure, it's canon.
Yeah, why not? let's see. So is Gox's perception as a dragon higher than any Sox can do, or less than? If it's less than, I'm not going to try it.
Sox rolled over a 30.
Okay, let's see.
But you may check as well if you wish.
I'll give it a try since there's no reason not to, you know? All right. I've rolled a 2. This is not going to happen today. The plus 14, but that's just not going to do it. So yeah,
so with your bonus, you roll.
Yeah, plus 14 bonus. It's just like if it's
the
perception.
Unmodified roll that Sox had.
Yeah. I figured it wasn't going to be better, but we had time, so I thought, I'll try that.
Well, this makes sense. Gox is also mm-hmm. concerned, like, how did they get into Zeely's head? That's a little weird.
Yeah.
Especially because he's never smart enough to know this.
Right, to understand that she's talking to somebody that's in her head. Yeah. Yeah, it's really weird being a smart Gox now.
I love that Gox also has, and this is listed on here, a plus mm-hmm. 8 to stealth.
Yeah.
Plus yeah, 8 to insight.
Uh-huh.
Plus 13 to persuasion.
Oh, wow.
He has a higher charisma right now than I do.
Oh, yeah. You have plus 13 for charisma saving throws.
Yeah. Yeah.
But dragon. For regular charisma check-based stuff, it's plus 7.
Yes.
And to top it all off, you're amphibious. The next campaign is underwater. You're fine. Hello, and welcome to Pack Tactics. We're just looking at how awesome adult gold dragons are.
Right, yeah. Still learning how to dragon, but I'm getting there. Right.
So when Pack Tactics Season 2 ends, the next episode is actually not going to be Pack Tactics. It's going to be Legendary Actions, where everyone plays a kobold that has been polymorphed, true polymorphed, into an adult dragon of their type.
Yeah.
Old Bob is sitting there as a bronze dragon going, I did not agree to this.
yeah
seriously, why was I even brought back? I don't I'm not part of this group.
All right, so Gox has another idea. He's gonna be right back. He wants to talk to Bahamut or pray to Bahamut, or however that works. He's not sure. Okay, so he's gonna go find a room with nobody in it to start off. He'll be like, I'll be right back.
Well, there was an issue with a bunch of baby kobolds being out, but apparently a high charisma roll from a Zeely managed to corral all but one of them. Technically all of them, depending on how you look at it. So, yes, you are able to find a room with no one actually in it. You're pretty sure this closet was used for brooms.
Okay, that'll do.
But Fiddlepunch invented a small device that goes around. He called it a room bot. And it cleans the floor without the need for brooms.
Okay.
So this closet is pretty much just empty.
All right. So I'm going to go in the closet. I'm going to shut the door. And I'm going to focus.
Are you Bahamut? There, Bahamut? It's
yeah,
me, Gox.
It's me, Gox. I'm kind of a dragon now, too. But you probably know that already. My friends and I may have awakened a Tarrasque. And... if I remember correctly, their statues...
You hear a loud booming voice come down from on high going, what the bleep?
We didn't mean
to. That's not true. That's not true. That is not canon.
If I remember correctly, from those statues in that sunken temple, you helped get rid of the Tarrasque before, and we could really use your help. And I know one of the things you want is for us to, your followers to protect the weak, and compared to a Tarrasque, everyone on this planet is weak, and we could really use your help. I hope you can hear me. And then I wait a minute to see if I get an answer.
The number you have dialed is not in service.
Oh, no.
That's not true. That is not true. That is not canon.
Okay.
As with most prayers, you do not receive immediate divine intervention.
That's fine. He just figured he'd wait.
There are clerics who can manage this, but I believe they either have to cast a certain high-level spell or channel divinity in order to get that done.
Which high-level spell?
There's also a cleric feature called Divine Intervention.
Yeah, Divine Intervention. They need to either roll their level on a percentile or be level 20 and automatically.
So it's... And even then, the suggestion is... I did know about Divine Intervention, but for some reason, I thought it was a channel divinity option. But even then, DMs are cautioned about this because then it just becomes a, hey.
Telephone to God.
Yeah, telephone to God. Okay, so I'm calling in a strike. These coordinates, if you could just smite them. Thank you.
Well, the big drawback to divine intervention is that if it's successful, it takes 7 days. And that's not seven long rests. That's 7 days, which... for this campaign is like what, 5 levels?
Oh,
I think
wow.
We did 5 levels the first session.
I think we might have.
But I was speeding you along. Arshbeth in chat.
I was gonna say that was the catch us up. Hmm?
Yeah. Arshbeth in chat says, like in nomine, summoning your superior for a hangnail. Which I have not finished reading through the rule book, but I've read just enough of it where I know how bad that would be as a decision.
Okay, so Gox, having not gotten a response right away, figures we'll get one eventually and comes back to the group.
Okay, as Sox walks out and closes the door behind himself, in a silent room, someone who isn't there, but if they were, would hear faintly, "Leave your message after the beep."
What?
Also not true, not canon. The DM just can't resist.
Yeah.
And Archbeth is saying, "Please do not try to invoke Asmodeus for a trivial matter. Perhaps Mo wouldn't mind, though. Mo would be happy to talk to you." And he plays a meme.
Wait, I didn't make that connection. Wait.
Spoilers?
Oh, I'd never connected that. Wow.
That's been true since his inception as a character back in the first season. Why do you think he was a tiefling who played the fiddle?
Wait, Vex threatened his friend. Oh, no.
Firefox as his friend, that's a very broad definition of friend. But there's a reason why he knew the true name for an Arcanoloth.
Wow.
And there's a lot more. There is a connection between them, but there's a lot more to it. But none of you characters know any of this.
No, none of these characters.
And all my friends just met Mo at all.
It's literally right. Just a wow moment, okay?
Yeah.
Give us that.
But here's the thing. You literally, well, not you literally, but your characters in the original campaign literally fought a devil lord.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mo came in, picked up what was left of it, and said, "Yeah, we need you in the Blood War."
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
But I was so playing Miko, and Miko was like, point, okay.
I figured at that point, the spoiler was given.
I feel like this occurred on either episode I wasn't there or an episode where I was at a party beforehand and was drunk when I was here.
I'm going to go with the latter option because this was the episode where Galen came in and literally dropped a... I keep saying literally tonight. I need to stop doing that. But dropped talking bomb on them.
Right.
Yeah, so I think I was drunk.
It was your grand reveal for Galen joining the party.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved that moment too. I'm so glad that we got to plan that behind the scenes. That was a glorious reveal. Okay. So there is a lot of thought going on right now. And we've been playing for a bit of a time. So what do you say we take a 5-minute break for people to get their strategies in order? And when we come back, after you tell me what you've done in preparation, we'll say you've had a long rest and you are at the town where you decided to meet.
Okay.
Sound good?
Yeah. Yep. Sounds good.
Okay.
Okay. Gonna press some buttons. Okay, we are back, and I'd like to introduce you all to the newest member of the party. New
Fake Daldane.
Fake Daldane, if you prefer. They are really cool.
Daldane 2.0, now with Wi-Fi.
Okay,
do you have inspiration? Do you have
it? I do not. I do
yes,
not,
you
so
do.
Yes, I do now.
You do now.
Oh my gosh, that was good.
That was great.
Daldane can be her own backup singer now.
Yep.
The harmonies will be fantastic.
We're twice as quiet. We're so quiet.
Oh, no.
Double the quiet that we had before. The drum solo is a drum duo. I am here for this content. Okay, so Simulacrum was cast. We now have two Daldanes in the party. One is partially real and partially made of ice and snow and does not recover spell slots, cannot grow more powerful, and could technically be repaired.
Except
but if it
would probably be one-shotted by absolutely anything we might fight.
Well, that is also the case, yes. But you are still up a party member. So one more pile of stats to keep track of. All right. Feel my pain. And on Saturday, you were fighting 20 wretched from the Shadowfell. So I had to keep stats on 20 of them. Every time you killed one of them, I was like, yes, I don't have to worry about that one anymore. And then I had to roll so many rolls at advantage because they have pack tactics themselves. And you didn't kill all of them.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a chop. But the good news is, if they hit, they just latch on. So I don't have to roll attack rolls for them anymore. They just continue to suck the life out of you at 6 hit points per round. Onka had 3.
Yep. If she wasn't a half orc, she'd have been gone.
Exciting.
You did. But it wasn't Bryn's doom. It was other doom. So it was that. It was a small bird realizing that she'd been betrayed.
Aww.
And maybe kind of sort of by proxy meeting the Raven Queen. That can be unnerving. But moving on to happier things. It is the next day. It is the next morning. And you are all standing on the teleportation circle that is on lakefront property near a small town with a very nice looking road going from the portal to the mine that's just outside of town. The former mine, somewhat collapsed, but serviceable. And off in the distance, the system beep bird sings its tune.
All right, I guess we head to the town. Sox, maybe you stay away from the party and do some scouting. You're the most likely to stay undetected and the most likely to detect a trap, so
that seems smart. I can certainly do that.
Give me a stealth check. How many numbers over 30? Oh my gosh, it's under 30.
Wow.
26. That's low for socks.
I know, right? I mean, for the average peasant, that would be a 9.
Right, so right now Gox is still a kobold, unless you want him to be a dragon.
Yeah, there's still a lot of mere mortals that would never roll that high. So you are fairly certain that you are invisible. You are a shadow at midnight.
Okay. And I'll keep watch, keep my eyes out open, and keep looking.
Okay. I'm assuming you head towards the town?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You get there yesterday because, let's face it, with your boots of speed and your ability to use dash as a bonus action, but also double move as your action and your movement, you don't break the sound barrier, but let's face it, you're getting close.
If I click my boots and use bonus action and dash, it's 300 foot per 6 seconds.
No one, please, no one hand socks an American football.
So what I'm learning is that it's a good thing I never took haste.
No, you should have took haste. That would have been amazing.
Oh my gosh. So all that stuff you just did, just double it. Yeah.
600 foot per row.
That's 100 feet per second.
Someone do the math and tell me how many miles per hour that is.
68
miles per hour.
Wow.
I don't average that fast on my commute. And Sox can run that if someone casts haste on him. Imagine one of his shoes having a blowout.
Fastest man on Circulus.
Technically Cobalt, but yes. Okay, so as all that digression aside, you run into town just for a few errands. You know, you do some shopping, maybe visit a coffee shop. And, you know, look for traps, look for kobolds, look for monsters. Go ahead and give me a perception check. Because you're actively looking, so this is not passive perception. Over 40? No, it's only a 33.
That one can't get over 40. That can only go 35 max. But 33. Okay.
33 is not bad. Not bad at all. So you do, in fact, find a collection of kobolds. There's, with a 33, I'm going to tell you the exact number and not go with ish. There are 32 kobolds.
Now, do they look like they're like, do they look like they're there to possibly set up an ambush?
They look very uncomfortable because it's dawn. They are hanging out in the shade of a building that it looks like it has some structural damage. So there is a large open space that you don't think was supposed to be a large open space in the wall. But it's
okay,
there.
That's something you did. Okay.
Well, it may be, in fact, something you did. It might be something that someone else did. There was an ancient white dragon that considered this place home for a while, so it might have been that thing. But they're all kind of just like hanging out there and milling about a little bit.
Out with the 32 kobolds, with the 33 perception check, can I see anyone else in the vicinity?
You do not see anyone else. I will add additional details. All 32 of the kobolds have red scales, and they look kind of sorta-ish. Like, there's some variations of kobolds. They'll have horns that are in slightly different places, the ears. Some of them should be flat on the head. Some of them will be like little, almost look like little wings that stick out. Kind of like the character art for the campaign. Just saying, that might be a thing.
I feel like we expected maybe a dozen and most of them ended up with 32.
But they do seem to, for the most part, vaguely resemble Daldane and Zeely just a little bit. Not a whole lot, but a little bit.
But there's a potential of a familial relation there.
Cousins, uncles, nephews, former roommate or something.
Okay, I'm going to zoom back to the group.
It's really weird to see so many shape-change dragons all in one place.
So, there's 32 kobolds there.
32? Do they look okay? Are they all right?
They look like these two, and I point to Zeely and Daldane. Like, not exactly, but possible relations.
That's them. I can't... You know, I almost can't believe it after so long.
Were we expecting 32?
We can like deal with 32.
That seems like a high number.
We can deal with 32.
We can manage 32.
I do have a plan. I have a real plan.
That doesn't involve just burning something down?
No, that's
I'm gonna roll to disbelief.
Half my plans at most.
I mean,
half your plans at most. That's another out of context D&D quote.
That's a good one.
This is gold. You are delivering gold upon me.
I mean, okay, it happens a lot, but that's less a plan and more things are trying to kill us again, and so we fight them with fire.
And in Zeely's defense, a lot of those have been either the fault of Sox and most recently Gox.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, in fairness, the last 10 years have been like essentially just all murder and fire. So I'll give you that.
All right. So what do we do now?
Should we go meet your brethren?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's clear.
And then we need to get them back tower and to where Meepo is.
We're sending them to Faerun?
I mean, the invasion, and I trust Meepo.
Okay, but as a point,
you might want to send her a message
because
she needs to know that if we're sending 32 kobolds.
Well, yes, but
Meepo.
I don't know sending.
Dear Meepo, hope you are well. We are fine. Could you please watch over 32 kobolds from my clan? Thanks. Love you. XXOO.
You better say who it's from.
Yes,
oh
this is Zeely.
Right. Oh, she'll do it for Zeely. They were friends.
As a point, we don't actually know what's going on there. We should probably make sure Fiddle Punch, you know, there's no point in sending them there if they also have a giant dragon or something worse to deal with.
I'm sure that there's been no source books released in the past 5 years about the horrible, horrible things that are happening in Faerun. Technically, all at the same time.
What's a source book?
You don't even know who's saying this. You don't speak to the DM. Right. Although, to be fair, if one of you was to break the fourth wall, it would either be Sox or Daldane.
As a point, I do actually have like an interesting... feature for being a monk that could technically answer fourth wall.
Well, anyway, fire aside and whose fault the fire is aside and how often the fire is aside. Let's go talk to Clan Ikta.
Okay.
Should I pop my wings and fly around just to keep us an aerial view, just in case something decides to show up and cause problems?
That'd be harder to spot than me if I do it, you know? They're going to notice if something's watching. They're going to notice a gold dragon flying around.
Yeah, they won't notice you. They're not going to notice a 2'5" kobold flying around. They'll just be a little dot to them.
Right, right. Good plan.
So you scouted everything out, but you're going to go scout it out again.
While they're there and they're talking, I'm going to be in the air, just keeping an aerial view, just in case, like, from the distance, someone suddenly starts heading towards us.
Okay.
I'm essentially eyes in the sky. What's the range
of this? Dox has decided he wants to turn D&D into an RTS.
Hmm?
Spawn more overlords.
I'm Dox.
Crash got it.
Dox.
Oh.
Yes. That's the constant mix-up, no matter what.
I should know that by now.
What, 1 second. You can't do this. You need to construct additional pylons.
Everyone needs to fill out one of their bingo slots for I'm Sox, he's Gox.
Yes, because
yep. That's how... That's not the free space, but it's darned close to it. One of these days, I'm going to actually make that bingo card. Hopefully before Pack Tactics ends. But knowing how long it takes me to do things, no, season 4 will have come and gone. We're only on season 2 now.
Yes.
Moving on.
Okay.
Moving on. So you head into town, one of you heading over town.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sox is taking the high road. The rest of you are taking the low road. Sox will
that
get...
That seems like the opposite way that normally works.
Sox will get to the town before ye.
I cannot use this again for 2 hours.
Okay.
So I can fly around for an hour and then wait an hour and then fly again.
So ambush in 1 hour, 50 minutes. Got it. Okay. Wait. Hi. Nothing. All right. So you walk into town, and as you do, you approach, I'm assuming Sox told you about where they were hanging out in town. It's close to the edge, but you see the same partially ruined building with a bunch of little eyes sticking out. And one of them sitting near the edge, the broken wall, stands up and waves to you.
Zili waves.
He is wearing a large hat that it's not a fedora. It is certainly not a fedora. The brim is much wider than that. But if the brim was narrower, it would look like a fedora. The brim goes past his shoulders. The rest of them are hatless.
We came. I'm glad you did too. And I'm glad that it's not, you and a bunch of chromatic dragons.
I'm also very glad that it wasn't me and a bunch of chromatic dragons. I do not believe that would have been part of the deal. Also, kobolds don't tend to survive encounters with chromatic dragons very well. A present company excluded, of course. We should probably talk.
Yeah, So,
I'd invite you in, but it's currently standing room only. And, William over there is currently being stood on, and he's probably like to take my spot. So, let's find a different building. And this person who, your best assumption, this is Monty, because he sounds like him, steps out of the building, and immediately there's a shifting where the space where he was is just not a space anymore. And you hear a sigh of relief coming from somewhere in the middle.
Right. Different building.
Okay.
I start looking around for one that looks like it has something resembling structural integrity.
There's a significant number of those that are quite close by. And there's one in particular that's fairly close where it looks like the door is the only part that looks like it's been broken. So it's easy to push what's left of the door to the side and you can all go in. And it's a single room dwelling. There is a bed in a corner. There's a fairly large table that's taking up most of the space. You can all fit around it pretty easily. As soon as you get inside, Monty takes his hat off and everyone roll me a perception check. Actually, no. No.
not perception, insight.
Interesting.
I'm assuming not the one in the sky.
Well, I would allow you to roll, but at quadruple disadvantage, which means you'd probably still get it.
Yeah, I was going to say, it would probably still be over 20.
Okay, I rolled a 13. If we're using the dragon
skills,
then it's plus 8. So 13 plus 8 with the dragon.
Okay, so you got a 21.
Mm-hmm. How do I do super disadvantage? I'm curious.
I made that up. I don't know. I'd have to sit down and figure that out. D&D rules don't support that. It's only advantage or disadvantage. I'm sorry, I talked over you, Ellie. What was that?
I said you roll 4d20 and take the lowest.
That's a 1. There's also a 20 there, and a 2, and a 3.
So with a 1, you try to peer at this person who is wearing a very large hat from above. So you just see the hat moving. And you narrowly avoid flying headfirst into a sparrow.
I think the person here who rolled the best was fake Daldane.
Possibly.
Also, for the record, the sparrow that you almost hit, Sox, was carrying half a coconut. It was a European swallow. It couldn't carry a whole coconut.
Oh, can I send Fox the Raven down and just get him to sit on Zeely's shoulder?
You can. If you intend to look through...
I just want him to be there.
I was going to say, that might require more sparrows before you realize it's a bad idea. Suddenly the sparrow starts going... It's because Fox has flown through a flock.
I just want him to be there.
Okay. So... We got a 21 as a really high roll. Who got the other high roll? It was the simulacrum of Daldane.
Oh, someone got a 21.
Yeah, I got 13 on the dice, and it was, what was it? Insight?
Plus 8.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's what Gox notices with the 21. Now, you have a history of not being able to put 2 and 2 together and getting a number that is, say, greater than 3 but less than 5. But you have a history of not being a gold dragon, so right. Things have changed. When Monty takes his hat off, because, you know, no longer bright sunlight, so don't need giant hat, you can get a better look at the horn structure on his head and the shape of his face. And it is not just a they look like they're from the same clan appearance. They look very, very similar.
Oh.
But anyone who rolled less than a 10 doesn't see it at all.
I got a 12, so I noticed.
You notice a little bit. If Gox points this out, you're going to be like, oh yeah, I definitely see it.
Yeah, I'm going to ask, are you and Zeely related?
We are from the same clan.
Yeah, but you look a lot alike.
Well, I mean, we are from the same clan.
Yeah, but you look like family.
We... are
like more from- than I mean I've seen plenty of babies and seen them grow up, and they don't always look like, you know, somebody specific in the clan, but two of you look a lot alike.
Yeah, more like
Monty leans over to the closest kobold, which I rolled over here, and I'm gonna say it just happens to be Daldane and not Simulacrum Daldane.
Good to specify, yeah.
Yeah. The Daldane that isn't quite as cool, but is also cool, but for different reasons. Not temperature. How much does he know about where baby kobolds come from?
As much as any of you know.
It's oh, I'm like sorry. I was hidden. Using my outside voice instead of my inside.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're all old enough to know where baby kobolds have come from.
I don't know every kobold clan. The Ikta clan is, that's a DM's mistake, not mine. just throwing that out there before people read too much into things. The Ikta clan did communal nurseries. None of us really knows beyond clan how we're related to everyone.
But so the similarities are striking, though. I mean, I've never seen two kobolds that look more like.
Zeely, how are you reacting to this?
Zeely is sort of shrugging and going, well, I mean, I guess we might be related. I
that's
mean,
a Sorry.
Sometimes that happens. The eggs.
What was that, Chris?
How similar are Sorks and Gogs? Like, do they have this kind of similarity between them as all these kobolds do to each other?
Well, is this like a mind blowing?
Other than the height, is this like a mind blowing experience for these two? Because, like, oh god, none of we don't actually look this similar.
Lore wise, the way kobolds are supposed to be, according to Dungeons and Dragons, they are a communal species, so they don't really have like pairings for life or anything like that. It's, well, it looks like it's time to make eggs, so they make some eggs and they put all the eggs in the same basket, so to speak. And there are kobolds where it's their job to watch over them, so the parents might not necessarily be the ones that ever care for the young beyond whatever duties they have in the clan. Now, if you decide that your particular clan from your backstory does things differently, by all means, that's your prerogative. Your backstory is your backstory. But that is the official spiel from Wizards of the Coast about how things are done.
Right. So when Meepo said she had a dad, it was a guess. They just decided that.
Well, she was a sorcerer, and the person who was teaching her was a sorcerer. So
she decided that was her dad.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And he could have been.
It's possible.
Yeah. Or mom, because...
Could have been a mom. Yep.
As is also really cool about kobolds, they are gender fluid.
Yep.
They will change their gender, like for certain types of frogs. Actually, technically sex, not gender. They don't care too much about that usually. But they will change their sex like certain kinds of frogs and dinosaurs in a particular blockbuster movie. Based on percentage of kobolds in the clan that happen to be of similar sex. If there's a whole lot in one way or the other, they even themselves out.
Okay, so did this start with the question of how similar do Gox and Sox look to each other?
It kind of
started. Did we get that answered?
You were from the same batch of eggs, which might have had more than one mom, but might not have. But you grew up together. So you've just assumed you were brothers.
Right, yes. That I figured, but I never thought about how much alike they.
And it doesn't necessarily mean, like, I don't look anything like my sisters in real life. So you can be family, you can be close family, and not have any resemblances whatsoever.
Sorry, I completely threw this off.
No, that's okay. Because what I'm thinking, though, is, like, from what you were saying, that with the perception check that I did, that I could tell that they looked, Zeely and this other kobold look a lot alike. I figured that was probably something noteworthy.
Oh, well, I made you roll an insight check for crying out loud. That's sort of tipping my hand there. And at the same time, when Zeely sort of shrugs, Monty shrugs, and it's the same shrug.
See? You guys have a lot in common.
We're from the same clan.
Well...
I love that we both said that.
That makes it even creepier.
Yeah. I'm just shaking my head and like shrugging like, I'm telling you, you guys are more related than other kobolds in your clan. I can just see it.
Well,
we might be.
It's possible, I guess.
I don't know who laid my egg.
That's a good point.
It honestly may have been me.
That's a good point, too. Well, anyway, I don't think we're actually here to talk family, so...
Actually, I think we are precisely here to talk family.
Just more extended.
Yes. So, on to business.
How many are left? Is this everyone?
This is everyone who was here. And the powers that be, and I will leave that to your intellect to determine what that means precisely, have decided to acquiesce to your demands, provided you leave. You are welcome to take us, all of us, all 32 of us, with you. They do not wish to continue this game of making sure that you cannot encounter allies on this continent. It is not too difficult for them to make sure any town that you are approaching ends up being depopulated very quickly. But they have other things they want to be doing. It's started to bore them.
Oh, dear.
I...
That last bit changes the calculations a bit.
You didn't think they were unaware of the direction you were heading in, did you?
We didn't think they knew exactly where we were, so we thought that destroying towns was just their policy on this continent.
They did turn up where we were a lot.
I don't know if I was supposed to say this, but your descent was not technically unnoticed. I mean, it was an ingenious feat to have a tower that was 100% invisible coming down from orbit. Were you in orbit?
Briefly, yes.
Huh.
It was interesting.
There was some debate about how high up you were, but...
I'm not a scientist. I believe we were in orbit briefly.
They were in orbit?
There was some weightlessness going on and multiple impacts on ceiling and floor.
Yep.
Basically, Gox was Fiddlepunch's tower is like one of those experimental planes that go into a low orbit very briefly to get to the other side of the planet really, really fast.
You know how a tower kind of resembles a rocket if you sort of squint at it?
Fiddlepunch's tower is a rocket.
Yes. The best part is he didn't decide it was called a rocket. He gave it a name that the abbreviation does spell TARDIS.
I love it.
Ellie got it right away and then said that she needed a drink.
Mm-hmm.
So, really, the dragons have been killing anyone who happened to live within 100 miles of your path. They figured they didn't need to kill anyone at that particular or refining plant because they were already dead. They sort of forgot about Bob.
How many dragons are there?
I said, but what about Bob? But by then, it was already too late.
How many dragons are there?
I really can't count that many. They don't tend to all be in one place. There are, if you include the ones that aren't ancient, there are literally hundreds. And a few more come in every day.
Too many to fight.
And enough that they have a better chance against the Tarrasque than we do.
That's true.
All right, then we got to get all the people out.
The dragons aren't really interested in fighting the Tarrasque.
Well, what are they going to do if it wakes up?
Which it did.
It did. They very much know it's awake. They're keeping tabs on it, but it's currently not heading towards any of their bases of operation, so...
What's so important about Sarkillis anyway, if not the Tarrasque?
What do you know about the mountain in the center?
It had a Tarrasque in it.
It was formed by a moon thrown at the other side of the planet.
Which was probably thrown to get rid of the Tarrasque.
How are diamonds made?
Oh.
Wish spells?
Oh.
Well, yes, wish spells. But also, if you want
intense
to go the long way.
Intense heat and pressure of carbon.
How much of that mountain is diamond?
Enough to cast a lot of spells. Or one really big one.
What kind of spell needs a whole...
The only one that matters to Chromatic Dragon.
We're getting into level 10 spells, aren't we?
Can I make an Arcana check to see if I know?
This would be a religion check.
I was about to ask if I could make a religion check.
And I'm going to say, not at disadvantage, because this is a topic that the party has researched.
Okay, then I'm going to do a religion check as well.
Instead of my plus seven Arcana, I have to roll my plus seven religion.
I want to spend my inspiration.
I've rolled an 8. I think I probably blew it. I can't find the dragon's religion score.
I got a 13, but I'm also spending my inspiration. 23.
Okay. Well, whether or not Gox gets it, there are two people who rolled over 20, so I'm going to say you realize something.
That's fine.
There is a belief, and in the books that you looked at, it wasn't a belief that was certainly proven to be true. But more than one book referenced it. Okay, a lot of books referenced it, but a lot of them are referencing another book that was referencing it. And that book referenced another book that was... So as you traced it back, there was like one or two books that mentioned this. That dragons like treasure. Tiamat is the queen of all evil dragons. So Tiamat must like even more treasure. And perhaps if you are able to gather enough treasure in one place, you could summon Tiamat.
Oh dear. We can't leave.
No, you really do need to leave. There are 32 kobolds who would very much be okay with you leaving and taking us, them, both. with you. So we're
we'll get
not
you on Fiddlepunch's tower and tell him to evacuate. And we're going to go it alone, I think.
Marwise?
Sorry, yes?
The deal is they leave you alone if we go with you and you leave. I have seen people make bad decisions about offered deals. Friends of mine, you really need to leave.
How do we know they're going to hold up that end of the bargain if we do leave and not come after us?
They have far bigger fish to fry right now. They don't mind the loss of 32 TMF. Kobolds. They will mind. Archbeth, I was kind of thinking that. Fried Tiamat.
I almost said summon bigger fish for the only, in response to the only spell worth casting thing, but and now I wish I'd said it.
But this is even better, because when you were asking what do they need all those diamonds for, Archbeth is coming up with ideas where casting Res God or you need to summon Tiamat to eat. And then fried Tiamat. It just flows through. So they're going to bring Tiamat back and then have a cookout. They just need 5 really large apples. Thank you. Thank you. I'm here all week. But in any case, what was the question that you just asked, Monty?
How do we know that if we leave, they aren't going to break the deal and come after us later?
Because we're kobolds. And while they don't care too much about exactly how many kobolds are in their service, we tend to be quite small and forgettable, which has helped us survive for a very long time. I don't know why I'm giving this exposition to a bunch of kobolds, but one of you didn't quite know how kobolds were made.
Gox gives you a look like, of course I know how kobolds are made.
missing a certain point, but never mind. They do certainly remember slights and taking the gift that's offered us, but not reciprocating with the request made. Leaving will probably result in our lives being forfeit.
But if they successfully summon Tiamat, everyone's done for. I don't expect they'll honor any deal beyond what it takes to summon her.
I believe you are already planning on leaving the planet?
There's a lot of people on this planet I'd rather not abandon.
Yeah, same.
Monty looks over at the raven on Gox's shoulder that I imagine is trying to signal in some way that no, and this is a headcanon. You can deny this as much as you want, Chris, and I will, and your statement takes precedence. But I imagine this raven is trying to signal no, we can leave. Leaving is good. I like the plan. I like the plan with leaving.
Accurate beyond belief.
There might have been a small chalkboard that has appeared with messages being scratched out. None of you realizes where the raven found it? Fox found the chalkboard? But Fox now has a chalkboard and a tiny piece of chalk now.
By the way, Zeely looks sort of like she's about to spontaneously combust. She's making that expression. The expression that usually happens before fire. There's no fire, but she's making the expression.
Do we need to move any flammable objects away from her? Last time I saw her, she was 2. Okay? So I don't know if this is a thing where there is random fires.
Random is not the right word, but yes.
No, there's not enough fire in the whole prime material, and probably not in the plane of fire, too.
Also, Tiamat is immune to fire damage, usually, so that wouldn't do much, or so I'm told.
I have a question.
Yes?
So the dragons are all gathering to get access to the diamonds in the mountain.
Yes, or the really many of them, when they are coming over, are bringing significant amounts of treasure themselves.
Uh-huh. And their ultimate goal is to pile all the diamonds in one place and summon Tiamat.
That's the story that I've been told. I've had to haul enough of those into the center of the pile myself.
What was with the robot dragon? How does that play into it?
A few of Tiamat's followers are apparently a clan of gnomes that enjoy tinkering, and they like making things that, while not always used to further ends in any one particular plan, frequently end up being useful.
Huh.
Or there's an explosion, and they do tend to enjoy those.
Okay.
Mostly, I think they keep them around for the mining equipment they've invented. It's not as good as kobolds, but what is?
Of course not. Mm-hmm. So what is this group of dragons planning to do if, like, the Tarrasque wakes up, like, right now?
It already has.
I mean, and moves around and starts doing Tarrasque things.
It is awake. It is currently moving around. It is currently doing Tarrasque things. But it's nowhere near the top of the mountain, and it doesn't seem to be climbing the mountain. So they're keeping an eye on it, but otherwise ignoring it. To be honest, they seemed a bit more concerned about the manpower, dragon hours, cobalt out. I don't know. A world where there are multiple sentient beings is really hard to just use nomenclature that's usually human-centric. There are no humans in this conversation at all. Never mind
just
about that.
Just say people.
But the amount of time and energy spent keeping you contained is not something that they really want to keep doing. When it was underlings doing it, it was fine. But now the dragons have to be doing it, and they're bored already. And bored dragons are very, very scary.
Yes, I imagine.
Am I seeing anything while this conversation is going on?
Do you know how the dragons are getting here?
Big summoning portal thing at the top
right.
of the mountain?
Big summoning portal.
I mean, it would have to be big. Some of them are ancient. Those are big.
Well, either way, it sounds like we need to get a lot of innocent people off this planet as fast as we can. Because something's going to happen no matter what we do.
My clan. My first clan.
Sox, what were you asking earlier?
Am I seeing anything while this conversation's going on?
You are going to roll me a perception check for that.
Oh.
27.
27, holy cow.
Well, you're trying to pay attention to the conversation, which means that...
I know, I can't hear the conversation.
Yeah, but you're paying attention to their lips are moving in, and you're pretty sure Zili was about to set something on fire just by thinking really hard, which is, let's be fair, normally how Zili sets things on fire. I mean, that's sorcery for you. But you paying attention to that... It's a little distracting, but with a 27, you do manage to avoid a flock of seagulls. But other than the seagulls, you don't see anything.
Zili stops making the expression of wanting to set things on fire, and her wings sort of twitch, and she wraps them around her body, and then they sort of droop down, and they put me in this situation. I need to think about this, and... Zili steps out of the thing and starts walking towards where the rest of her clan is. I mean, her first clan.
Okay.
And also, I feel like the mic did not pick up all the indistinct, incoherent muttering she was
doing.
It
picked up a lot of it.
Picked up a lot of it, yeah. We could hear some of it.
I don't know how well it will survive the editing process, but it picked up a lot of it.
Yeah, Marwise is going to have trouble coming to a decision anytime soon, too.
Summoning. Summoning.
Is anyone else worried about what Zili is planning to do? Because I, for one, am somewhat worried about what Zili is planning to do.
Seeing them kind of disperse, Sox will fly down and find out what's going on.
Okay. Well, the dispersal was primarily Zili walking towards the rest of the kobolds. The other group of kobolds. Yes. Not the first group. Technically, they were the first group because there was Zili's original clan. You know what I mean. Okay. Zili, as you approach the group of 31 kobolds, because 32 includes Monty, they see you coming and you're like, hi, Zili! Hi, Zili! Hi, Zili! Hi, Zili! Hi, Zili! Hi, Zili! Hi, what's her name again? Zili. Oh, hi, Zili! Of course I don't know her name. I'm 9! I'm 11. No, you're not. You're 3.
Okay.
I keep coming back to an idea that... Sorry.
No, you go. I was just adding more comedy.
This is comedy too. I keep coming back to an idea that would be absolutely terrible and result in a total party kill, but would be really, really funny while I was doing it.
I'm so
wives.
No, I was thinking about having Fiddle Punch use his catapult to send me as close to the top of the mountain as possible.
Technically, it's a trebuchet, but yes.
Yes. And while I'm flying over it, use Wish to cast Temple of the Gods to make a temple to Bahamut at the very top of the mountain.
Oh, wow. I was actually, yeah, thinking about...
I believe we had an off-the-record discussion about using the temple to drop it on something.
Oh, my gosh.
It has to be on ground.
Yeah, I know, but that's the you get me within 120 feet of the top of the mountain.
Can I fly you up there?
Well, I could fly up there, but I would be intercepted by dragons.
And probably a lot of them.
Yeah.
And not all of them would be merely adults.
Yeah.
The thing about the trebuchet is by the time they noticed me coming, I'd be there.
That's true. Yeah.
When the trebuchet was being tested, Fiddle Punch was not, for the most part, choosing to fire live subjects because that would be bad. So he was primarily just using big clods of earth that were held together with grass. So because of this, his current trebuchet model is called the Turf Master 5000.
I am here for this content.
I thought you would be. Mm-hmm. Also, trebuchet is just a fun word to say.
It is.
Yes, much better than catapult. It's French, so it sounds fancier.
So Sox flies down and stands next to Daldun. So what's the plan? What are we doing?
We don't know yet. There's some discussion about whether we're abandoning the planet or not.
I vote abandon planet.
Yeah, we know.
I don't know if I get a vote, but I would also like to abandon planet. Not really from here. I've only been here for the past few months. Not a fan.
So how much of that did you catch?
Not much. I saw lips moving, and I saw Zili not being happy and walking off. I thought she was going to burn everyone down.
Yeah, we thought so too.
They're going to summon Tiamat, and they're going to mine the mountain to get a bunch of diamonds to do it.
And we are not god killers.
They're letting
I'm not there, but I would like to point out that that is an inaccurate statement.
These buildings are close enough that I would say that there's a very strong possibility that unless the other kobolds are being very loud, which, let's face it, might be true, you would have heard that conversation. Okay, so the people who were standing next to Sox didn't quite hear it.
Which is why I think it's important we stop their operations before they're successful.
Yeah. How many dragons?
Too many.
Hundreds.
What?
Hundreds.
With a few more coming in every day.
I'm sorry, hundreds? With more coming?
Yep.
To be fair, they're not all on the mountaintop. They have spread out over the continent over the years. Well,
How many is usually on the mountaintop?
No fewer than 5 ancients. It varies.
So we gotta get everybody off the planet that we can.
Are you getting too old for this?
How do you think I feel? I've been around for 200 years already.
Who said that?
That was Monty.
Who are you?
Hi. I'm Monty. I'm with the kobolds that are part of Zili's clan. Huh. I don't believe we met. You know, when I look away from you and try to look back, I don't always realize that you're still there. Is that normal?
Yep, that's normal.
Yeah, I call it the silence.
And why do I have the sudden urge to check and see if I've been robbed?
Gox just looks at Sox for a second, but doesn't say anything at all.
Speaking of, may I?
You may what?
No, that was to the DM, not to...
What do you want to do?
He's going to rob him.
rob him. Slightly pick his pockets. Like.
Okay, give me a sleight of hand check.
I have had an idea that might actually be good, and I need to consult with Io.
24.
I rolled a nat 1.
Oh.
If you'd have rolled a 2, you would have been able to pick his pocket. No, seriously, why do I feel like I've been robbed? I mean, I think I've got all my stuff. I've got my hat. I have my book. I have my dagger. I have my coin.
As he's listing these things off, I'm just taking these things. without him realizing.
Yeah, I was going to say, with a nat 1 versus a 24, he might be accidentally handing them to you and not realizing it.
Yeah, really.
So I have my hat. He puts his hand on his hat, takes his hand away, his hat's gone. I have my book.
Okay, takes so hand away, if you're doing that, I'm going to make you roll at disadvantage for sure, because the hat is what's keeping the sun out of his eyes. He's going to notice that.
Okay, I won't do the hat.
That's a bridge too far.
I won't do the hat. That's fair. Sun.
Okay.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm. So so you have a book, you have a dagger, you have a coin purse. Yep, I've got everything. So I don't know why it feels like you're robbing me. Weird. Must just be because of how sneaky you are. You're really good at that.
Why, thank you.
Maybe. Yeah, Seely's still sort of muttering to herself. Can kobolds cry? I feel like I should ask him.
Yeah, crocodiles don't have tears, but kobolds can.
Kobold babies might be crying a little.
Now, there's a percentage of kobolds in this clan that are too young to have met you, but there's a few that are old enough that recognize you.
It's good to see you all again.
Group hug?
Yeah, group hug.
Constitution save.
Oh, no.
And this only works because you've decided that your cloak of displacement is not always active, because otherwise they will all try to hug Azealia that's 5 feet to the right. Okay, so you manage to not be crushed to within an inch of your life by 31 kobolds giving you a group hug. The ones on the outside are kind of just like jumping up and down, trying to be able to see where your head is. There are varying degrees of success.
Not to toot my own horn, but if Io agrees with what I just sent to them in a private message, then I may have a hell of a way to end this session.
Which is going to probably be good, because it is 11. We have gone.
It is 11 o'clock.
It's
yeah.
Getting there, yeah.
I've just been looking for a point where I can say, and now we're going to end it, but this was a bit too emotional to cut it off early.
I need to make a religion check.
Oh, dear.
Oh, wow.
By the way, has anyone seen my book? I just had it. I know I just had it.
Again, I'm just going to look at Sox and not say a word.
Anyway, I'm going to go double check that we're still, you know, not being watched, and I fly.
So, the religion check I'm making. Can creatures that serve a deity potentially, like, allow transit to that deity's, I want to say celestial plane, but I think that's in, but I think that that's in Nominae creeping in.
Well, not too much different from D&D. There are the higher planes where the good creatures go when they die. And if you're really, really blessed, you might get to go there without an end, untimely or otherwise. But this is
not
rarer than level 18 kobolds. And level 18 kobolds are very rare.
Yeah.
So,
I'm just trying to figure out if celestial entities have ways of bringing people not necessarily to there as an end destination, but like somewhere that is away from... Never mind. It's not a good idea. I'm sorry.
That would be divine inspiration. Not... Well, divine intervention. Wrong word.
Mm, divine inspiration. You gotta have a really good pun for that.
Well, if anyone's going to get that, it's going to be Daltane.
It's going to be Daltane. Yep.
Hey, Marwise is the cleric.
But my pun game isn't
as strong
as yours. I don't
know what to do.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I just don't know what to do in or out of character, and I'm...
Well, right now, Z doesn't have a choice. She's being group hugged.
Yeah.
There is no escape.
Yeah, she's...
Yeah, I know.
She's in a cuddle pile right now.
So, happening, there is... It's understandable. I think I figured out how we're going to end this session.
Okay.
So, while Zili is there being a kobold of very mixed emotions in this tearful reunion, Monty's over to the side. He's not part of the group hug. And you're not entirely sure he's a hugger, to be honest. And he sighs and says, "You're really going to fight Tiamat or try to stop this, aren't you?"
Well,
can't leave the whole planet to her. Just can't do that. My whole belief is protect the weak. And if everybody here, you know, less strong than a Tarrasque, I can't do nothing about that. God would not approve. And I don't think I could live with myself if I gave up trying to save.
Well, then I don't really have a choice. Let's get the rest of
them. We can get people off the planet. Yes. I want to make sure they're okay.
To help you.
Thank you.
And that's where we're going to end it.
Wow.
All right. So thank you, everyone, for playing. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Group hugs for everybody.
I think we all need them now.
Except for Sox, who has already flown away.
A few more possessions heavier than before.
Yeah, yes. And is reading that book. It wants to know what's on that book.
It is a diary.
Oh,
that'd be interesting. Okay.
And Eo, we need to talk a little bit, but don't feel sorry about anything. This is glorious. Okay, so plugs. This is cool. Chris has a podcast that comes out fortnightly, if you want to sound fancy and drink your tea with a pinky extended, azerothctc.com, where they talk about stuff, oddly enough, about Azeroth in World of Warcraft. I mean, it's weird.
Go figure.
Yeah, I know. Speaking of names that have to do with World of Warcraft, elec.xyz is not just Warcraft-centric. We talk about all kinds of games, and it's a social network that Ellie runs. It is worthwhile to follow us there or get an account there if you can. But it's Mastodon compatible, so you don't need to have an account there to hang out with us.
That's right.
Eo's mom writes books, elizabeth-mccoy.com. Check those out. Speaking of checking things out, Jen has a blog and podcast. You can get both of those at bookofjen.net. And we have a Patreon, patreon.com/cogwheelgaming. Help us keep the lights on. And until next time, should we move all the flammable stuff away? just in case. I feel like we should do that.
All no, right. It'll be funny.
You're not here. All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.